Hello, hello. You are back for another episode of AP Empowers. And I was inspired to do this quick podcast based on a IGTV that I did about routines. And I think I left some people confused. I've gotten some comments and some DMs about my message. So I want to just add a little clarity to it. I hope you guys are having a blessed day, blessed evening, blessed night, whenever you're listening to this podcast. But let me tell you one thing. If you like this podcast, if you love what you're hearing here at AP Empowers, please like and subscribe and share this with a friend. When you hit the share button, that little, a sideways V, I guess you could say, or maybe like a Pac-Man with two bubbles on the end, I don't know. But anyway, I want you to share. You can copy the link, you can share it to your Twitter, your Facebook, and so on and so forth. You can also share it within your smart device, messenger, and things of that nature. So again, if it's empowering you, I want to bless someone else just as well. But just for those of you who have chimed in, we're super excited about the upcoming day party for when women lead. More details are going to be coming about that really soon. We currently have a podcast going, CWP Sports Talk Podcast, and it's on all podcast platforms. That's Spotify, that's Apple, that's Google. Anything you like, it's probably there. CWP Sports Talk. That's with myself and Troy Pride Sr. And we basically are giving tips and talking about different elements of the sporting arena, in particularly collegiate sports, high school sports. That recruiting process is our little niche market. And so if you're interested, if you know high schoolers, their parents that may be interested in some of the things that we're sharing there on that podcast, please share that information with them. Tell them to subscribe, like, and ask us questions. We love questions. We love to answer the woes that you guys are having, the different pain points that you may be experiencing in the recruiting process. We've gone through this process twice. That is how we kind of got into this business. And it is a business. The podcast is really just for fun, but we also do sports consulting where we team up with parents and families and help that student athlete as well as the parents get prepared for that next level. And it's in all aspects of that, not just your high school portion, but also the college portion. I have a rising senior and a rising sophomore currently in college, for those of you who may not be aware of that. So anyway, we'd love to hear more from you. You can email Troy at troysenior@coachwithpride.com for more information there. But okay, so let's get into this quick podcast about routines, right? Why is it important for you to have a routine? Successful people have a routine, but I think some of you guys mistake what I said as far as routine for complacency or doing the same thing. No, you need to do some different things as well. But when I talk about routine, I'm talking in the terms of, you know, starting your day off right. Do you get up in prayer? Do you get up with a devotion? What is your routine for getting up in the morning? Well, I hope that you wash your face and brush your teeth at least, right? And use the bathroom and wash your hands. I hope you do that. But if you don't do that, that's a routine that I could suggest that you definitely start your day out to being successful, right? We don't want the crust in our eyes, and we don't want the bad breath when we go to kiss that significant other or the babies as they get out of the door or whatever. So that is a part of your routine, guys. But I'm talking in particular about specifics, okay? I had someone talk to me about, like, they don't have a real business routine. They just kind of go out and let the day happen for them. Well, I personally don't think that that's a good idea. I mean, whatever works for you, but if that works for you, I guarantee you are the exception and not the rule, right? Because again, as a business owner myself, I have a daily routine. I set my appointments up typically a week in advance. Sometimes things happen and change and cancel, and I can attend a networking event here or there. But for the most part, my week is set that previous Sunday, right? So I know what I'm doing. I know how my day is going to work out. I know, for instance, today I had a dentist appointment. Well, I had that set probably about a month ago. So I knew to work that into my day. And after I have a dentist appointment, I don't necessarily want to go right into a coaching session. So I had some time in between that. And so when I'm talking about routine, that's exactly what I'm talking about. How do you set your day up? If I have a training session, I try my best not to schedule as many coaching sessions around that, because when I'm training, a lot of times there's questions and answers, and there's a time where people want to talk to me. They want to, you know, come and ask me about various things like my book or something specific in the training that I may have talked about and I didn't cover. So I have to leave a little bit of time for that. But what I'm suggesting to you is, no matter what your routine is, you need to try to have one. You need to try to develop some sort of routine for your day in and day out stuff. I don't mean that it has to be the same every day, but think about it. Like, even on a job, you know, jobs are 8 to 5, or they're 7 to 4, or they're 9 to 6. You know, during that time, you're expected to be working, right? So your work day is definitely a part of your routine. And so I would encourage you to just kind of figure out what that routine is for yourself, especially if you're trying to incorporate exercise. Okay, guys, we are in the second quarter of the year. Summer's coming. Everybody's wanting to get those summer and spring bodies ready. But I would suggest that you have a certain time of day that you work out. If you're a morning person, that might be in the morning. If you can't do it in the morning, it may be as soon as you get off work. Some people may work out right before they go to bed. I don't know. But whatever works for you is what's going to be best, right? And so with that being said, I want you guys to figure out a way to develop some things that you're doing on kind of a regular basis to kind of to get that routine together. In no way, shape, or form am I saying complacency. I definitely am not a believer of you becoming complacent, but I do want you to be consistent. Does that make sense? I want you to be consistent, not complacent, okay? And so consistency means that, you know, people can expect you to do this. So if you're working out every day at 5 a.m., then that's your routine. That's part of your routine. That's part of what's going to help you to become successful at losing weight, toning up, running more, eating healthier, those sorts of things. Same thing with your food, guys. Like, so when are you eating? If you are the type of person, and I am horrible with this one, if you're the type of person that eats out of your car or eats all times of the day, then that's probably why you can't get to those healthier choices. Because especially when I travel, guys, eating on the road, on the go, is one of the worst things that you can do. Trust me when I say that. So I want you guys to understand that, you know, you can set these things up and you can become better at these sorts of things. Oh, Lord, am I talking? Okay, I thought I had lost you guys for a second there. You didn't come up on my screen. But anyway, so basically, this is just a little short podcast here to talk to you guys about routines. Like I said, if you talk to most successful people, they definitely have a routine. They may have calendars and apps and coaches and different people to assure that they are staying true to their routine, but whatever works, right? Whatever your budget is, whatever works for you. I'm a list person. I need that list. I need that to-do list. I need, you know, I got to do this first. This is a priority. If I get this done, then I can move to that. It's like I said before, in the previous podcast, complete it. Start it, work through it, and complete it, and then repeat that again. So that is also a part of you developing good routines. So not bad things, right? So if you've got routines that are bad, for instance, you know, being on your social media for too long. Sometimes, guys, we need to put it in our routine to turn off the phone. To put the phone on silent, at least, right? And check it maybe every 45 minutes to an hour. Because we can be a lot more productive when we don't have this little device in our hands that I'm talking to you guys on right now. So, you know yourself. And, you know, I always talk to you guys about honesty. I don't, there's no need to lie to me, but definitely don't lie to yourself. If you know what type of person you are, you're going to be more able to speak to what type of routine you need. You're going to be able to speak to what do you need to actually enforce that routine? Because sometimes it's not that easy. It's not that easy to say, I'm going to work out every day at 5 o'clock, depending on your work schedule, depending on when you have to pick up your kids, depending on your other duties. But trust me, it can be done. And if you want to be successful at the particular thing that you are trying to do, you will make it happen. You can do it. Okay. So I want to clear that up as far as routines. What was another question that I got pertaining to routine? So most people thought I was saying do the same thing all the time. No, you got to do some different things. You need to reinvent yourself sometimes. You know, I have another talk that I do about not falling in love with being right. And just because you have a routine doesn't mean it's the best routine for you. Okay. If you're not getting results, if you don't have something that's measurable that says, okay, if I stop eating every day at 8 o'clock, I feel better. I'm more energized. I'm able to go to bed. And you know what? That's what I found. I'll just be honest with you guys. If I say I can't eat after 9 o'clock or something, I'm definitely going to bed early because I am like one of those people that stay up until 1 and 2 in the morning. And if I'm up at those hours, I'm definitely snacking. I got some chips. I got some crackers. I got something. And so what I found for me is that I have to keep fruit. I have to keep grapes. I have to keep oranges. I have to keep those sorts of things to snack on if I'm going to be up late. But if I'm really truly trying to not eat after a certain time, I am going to bed. I'm just going to tell you. So that might be good for you because if you go to bed early, you get better rest. So again, know what routines work best for you. And I started with something with that and I just kind of got sidetracked on it. But basically, I want you to understand that you can change stuff, right? You don't have to do the same thing, but you need to have something that's measurable. You need to be able to say, okay, I started doing this on April the 1st and now it's April the 30th and these were my results. So you can ensure whether you need to continue to do that thing or whether it's just something that you can throw out, right? And implement something else. So don't fall in love with being right. That's where I was. Don't fall in love with, oh, just because this is the way I want to do it, this is the best way. You know, take suggestions. Look at what other people are doing. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Everything doesn't have to be original. If someone else has a formula and it works for them and you find that it's working for you, hey, go ahead and adopt that formula, right? So those are just some tips that I want you guys to implement as far as developing your routine, trying to honor your routine, stay true to that routine, and so on and so forth. Okay. And again, it's not always easy, but it's worth it. Okay. It's worth it. Routines also take some discipline. Okay. They take you being disciplined to that. Like, so take for instance, the working out one. If you're working out every day at 5 o'clock, you should have a reminder in your phone or something that's going to go off and say, time to work out. I downloaded a workout app, y'all, and it was the most worrisome thing I had ever seen. But it really did make me feel bad because it would say stuff like, you haven't worked out in 10 days. Your body needs energy, which wasn't true. It's just that I wasn't working out on the app. And I think the other day I got one that said something about I hadn't worked out in 50 days. Well, the app was really just designed to get me started. It was a home workout app where I could do some things at home. But anyway, so things like that are also helpful. So if you download an app or you set reminders on your phone that are going to hold you accountable to, doing whatever that thing is that you want to do, that's going to be good. It's going to be good for you, right? Now you got to adhere to the reminder. You can't just snooze it or dismiss it or turn it off and think you're going to get results. So, you know, be honest with yourself, be true to yourself, and don't just delete the app and go, this is getting on my nerves, which I know some people do. And I'm not going to judge you because, guys, this thing called life, it is not always easy. But let me tell you something. It's definitely worth it. And I encourage you. I believe in you. I know you can do it. I need you to get whatever motivation that you need to get so that you can get the things accomplished that you're trying to get in your life. And I'm just a believer. Coach Pride, APM Powers, says that routines are a way that you can get those things done and feel good about yourself and actually have that sort of accountability, knowing that this is when I'm going to do it. I think a lot of times we mess up because we're so sporadic. We are all over the place. We can't tell you, you know, what we're eating today. You know, when you leave it up to yourself to just get lunch on the fly, I guarantee you, you're going to get something that's not in that healthy lifestyle choice, right? But when you go and you take your lunch or you do your meal prep, now I haven't gotten that discipline either, guys. I'm just not even going to lie to you. Meal prep on Sundays will probably be awesome for me, but I just have not been able to do that. And until I can, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. But I tell you, I know myself, and I know that if I buy snacks and if I buy junk food, I'm probably going to eat it. But if I don't, guess what? I'm probably going to be a little bit healthier and eat a little bit better, right? And so I have been carrying things in my car. I've been trying to do this plant-based things, guys, as far as eating. And I think it's working for me so far. So far, so good, okay? I'm not vegan. I don't aspire to be vegan. But I am trying to make healthier choices. And I'm learning some plant-based items that are not only nutritious, but tasty. And that's what I need. I need it to taste good. I'm not going to lie. I really don't dislike the hummus and carrots and things like that. But it's definitely not like a go-to type of item. Same thing with business, guys. So if you hate cold calls, I don't really like cold calls. But cold calls are really, for me, they're a must. I have to do a certain amount of cold calls every month. And so that's definitely not my first choice of things to do. So what I have to do is I have to challenge myself. I have to set a goal for the cold calls and I will get them done. But if I don't do that, guess what? I'm just going to keep putting that off. I'm going to keep putting it off and I'm probably not going to do it. So it's the same thing for you guys. Whatever that thing is that you dislike and that you hate, you're probably not going to do that thing. But that's probably a very important piece to your business. And so developing a routine on how to accomplish that thing is going to make that thing 10 times better. And it's going to make you 10 times better because you're actually doing what you're supposed to do in order to grow your business, in order to become better. Okay? All right. Well, I hope this answers your questions about routine. If you have a routine that you want to share, please reach out to me, info@coachwithpride.com. I'd love to hear it. I'd love to share it here on APM Powers. And I'm looking forward to hearing back from you guys. If you guys have any more questions, but listen, routine is not complacency. It's not always doing the same thing. It's perfectly fine to try different things. It's perfectly fine, especially if something's not working, to do something else. Okay. And routines are not about stale and being boring, but routines are about accountability, right? And consistency. So some of my favorite words here using here today. So thank you guys for listening today. I hope again this answered the questions that I've been getting about being consistent. And if you have any more questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm all over social media. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like it, share it, and subscribe so you can see when I have other podcasts available. Thanks. Be blessed.